Well, believe it or not, all double basses. Gary Carr was the soloist, and the double basses of London, Jeffrey Simon directing. The music was by Niccolo Paganini after Rossini. It was called the Moses Fantasy, theme from Rossini's Moses in Egypt. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, and this is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Stay tuned for some Vivaldi mandolin music, six studies in English folk song, and a Mozart symphony. This hour, it's about 9:16 and about 74 degrees in Lawrence. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in contemporary drama, dance, and musical comedy, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com. And now with two of the Romeros guitarists, here's the concerto for two mandolins that Vivaldi wrote on KPR. Pepe and Thaline Romero, guitarists, with Victor Alessandro and the San Antone Symphony Orchestra for the double mandolin concerto by Vivaldi. Good morning, this is KPR, some English works, a waltz by Elgar, and the Vaughan Williams Concerto Grosso. That'll be a fine start to the noon hour. Also enjoy a beautiful Schumann Fantasy, a stirring orchestral suite from Massenet, and much more. Classical music with Jeff Watson, from noon to three on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown, I'm with you until noon. We've got some great pieces, too, so Jeff will have some big shoes to fill. You either love classical music or you're wrong. Next on KPR, Ralph Vaughan Williams, Six Studies, an English Folk Song on KPR. Ralph Vaughan Williams, Six Studies, an English Folk Song on Kansas Public Radio, played by members of the London Soloists Ensemble. Coming up next hour on KPR, oh, be sure to be listening after 10 o'clock for the beautiful and always seems a little sad, maybe because of the title, Pavan for a Dead Princess. Actually, Ravel didn't have a specific princess in mind. He was just thinking, well, back to the old Spanish pavan from the 1500s, and by this time, the princess would be no more. Also, Appalachia. Variations on an old song, some English music about America. This is Mozart now on Kansas Public Radio. We'll enjoy his 28th symphony now on Kansas Public Radio in a real classic performance. It's from way back when with Bruno Walter and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. That's Bruno Walter's Columbia Symphony Orchestra, like Columbia Records back in that time. That was Mozart's 28th Symphony. In the next hour, Maurice Ravel, his Pavan for a Dead Princess. Chamber music by Johann Christian Bach, and then some music by an English composer about America. This is KPR. And support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting Turning Research, Policy Solutions, and Civic Engagement into Results for Kansas Women, with United WE CEO Wendy Doyle on September 24th. More at doleinstitute.org. This is KPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you hear directly from... It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Join us in the morning right here on KPR for Morning Edition between 5 and 9. We're live and local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news next on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at the Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from trading higher on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 74 points, the Nasdaq up 171. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education and the arts towards a fairer, more just and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. Good morning. This is KPR from KU. Flutist Ransom Wilson and Nancy Allen, harpist, for the Pavane for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel. 10:11, about 78 degrees in Lawrence. Next on KPR, the music of Johann Christian Bach. We'll hear a trio for flute, violin, and cello before we hear variations on an old song that the composer overheard from someone working in the fields in Virginia. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through the 21st and 25th through the 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. This is KPR. Johann Christian Bach, one of the Bach sons, for a trio for flute, violin, and cello, with Isaac Stern, Jean-Pierre Rampal, Mstislav Rostropovich, and Matthias Spater, lute. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, a Beethoven piano sonata, a march for band, and Aaron Copland, The Tenderland. Next on KPR, we have Appalachia. Not Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, but Frederick Delius. Appalachia, an American Rhapsody, or variations on an old song with final chorus. And the story behind this is that Frederick Delius was really curious about America, and he especially loved Florida. So Appalachia is a symphonic poem inspired by his experiences managing an orange plantation in Florida, and also when he was teaching violin in Danville, Virginia, in about 1904, he could hear people singing in the fields as they were working. So the alternate title for this is Appalachia, Variations on an Old Slave Song, with final chorus. This is the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Chorus for Music About America, written and performed by British folks here on KPR. We've heard music from about 1904 called Appalachia, an American Rhapsody, by English composer Frederick Delius, who spent time in Virginia and Florida. Appalachia, here on KPR.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. Whether it's a road's always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, between 5 and 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, and featuring the piece by Richard Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org. We're live, we're local, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and 91.3 KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas in the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. A neat piece for band from 1888, right after the news. Keep it here on KPR. Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices, like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. March Miniature by Arthur Byrd to start off the hour with the North Texas Chamber Players. Next, we'll hear one of the early Beethoven piano sonatas by one of the best ever. Well, Beethoven wrote it, and Sviatoslav Richter will play it. Let's take a peek at the weather forecast before we hear the Beethoven and before we hear Aaron Copland and George Frideric Handel on this September 15th. We went on the air for the first time with classical music on this date in 1952, so it's our birthday. So thank you for making us possible. Find out all about our history and programs at kansaspublicradio.org. 82 degrees in Lawrence. It's risen 10 degrees in the last hour. We still have a 20% chance of a little bit of rain after 3 p.m. Otherwise, the day should be sunny and hot with a high of 90. The 20% chance of rain lasts until about 8 o'clock this evening. Then skies should clear, and tomorrow, along with, well, I guess we have a 20% chance of rain. It's still supposed to be sunny and a degree cooler, 89, and that much-anticipated cool temperature time is coming. Well, let's see, Wednesday's high, 85, Thursday's high, 79, Friday's high, 77. So a little bit better. Here's the Beethoven, the 7th Piano Sonata on KPR. A sparkling rendition from pianist Sviatoslav Richter. That was from Opus 10 by Ludwig van Beethoven, Beethoven's 7th Piano Sonata, here on Kansas Public Radio, KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Support for classical music here today on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. Kaiser Cummings, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. The Tenderland is an opera with music by Aaron Copland, and the story of it, a farm family in the Midwest. Copland was inspired to write this opera after seeing those Depression-era photographs of Walker Evans and after reading James Agee's Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. He wrote this in the early 1950s for the NBC Television Opera Workshop with the intention of it being presented on TV, but NBC rejected it. So eventually it premiered. In fact, it was April 1st, 1954, at the New York City Opera with Thomas Shippers conducting. Jerome Robbins is the director. Anyway, let's hear an orchestral suite of the tunes from The Tenderland, Copland, on KPR. We've heard an orchestral suite from The Tenderland, the opera by Aaron Copland, which is about an American, a Midwest farm family. And it was even inspired a little bit by the Vedanta branch of Hinduism and the libretto. The libretto said, yes, it certainly had an impact on The Tenderland. For example, in Ma Masa's last aria, ends don't end when we have thought them ended. That idea of no real end, it's just a change. That had to do with Hindu teachings and the sense of no finality, no end of time. The passage of time is rather an illusion. We've heard the Boston Symphony Orchestra as directed by the composer, Aaron Copland. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th, with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show on the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com. It's Kansas Public Radio's birthday. We first went on the air in 1952 on this date. Here's a little bit of birthday music by George Frederick Handel on KPR.